Welcome to your daily devotional for May 31st. Luke chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. Blessed are you when men hate you. This is the fourth beatitude that Luke lists. Luke lists four beatitudes and four woes. Blessed are you when men hate you because of your faith and your testimony. Why do men hate Bible-believing Christians? Because they expose darkness with light. What will men seek to do to godly folks? First, they're going to try to excommunicate them when they exclude you. It reminds me of the blind man, the man born blind in John chapter 9, who was healed by Jesus. And when he makes that profession of faith, they throw him out of the synagogue. Bible-believing Christians are going to be reviled. The world is going to make fun of them. They're going to scoff. They're going to mock. And they're also going to be slandering and spreading false reports about God's people. That's why we've got to be most careful about our conduct, what we do, what we say, and especially what we do and say when we're behind a computer screen. Because whatever's on that screen, whatever's written down, is there forever. And as the saying goes, whatever you say can and will be used against you. We speak here for the Son of Man's sake. Let us ensure that we do not attribute consequences of our own sinful actions to suffering for Jesus, as some headstrong Christian professors are prone to do. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 16 give a good commentary on this fourth beatitude that Luke mentions here. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached in the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. Let us take note. Not only is the world going to seek to exclude, revile, and spread false reports with regard to Christians individually, but the world is also going to seek to exclude Bible-believing churches, the new evangelical crowd, with their happy, joy, joy only messages, and the ecumenical crowd don't want to hear anything about repentance or sin or the wrath of God to come. In short, they don't want to hear the whole counsel of God. So they're going to go after folks who believe it and preach it. We see this already. In fact, most countries in the world. We could take Canada, for instance. There is a persecution of faithful Christians because of their opposition to murder of conceived children, and also because of their opposition to homosexual behavior and same-sex unions or whatever they want to call them these days. There are folks out there who are seeking to call evil good and good evil. But when we come out and we speak the truth and we take a stand for the truth, let us do it wisely, but let us not fail to be faithful to God Because there's going to come a day where if we're faithful to God now, we're going to be rejoicing and leaping for joy. For our text says, for indeed your reward is great in heaven. So let's live our lives and exercise our ministries before the Lord, before that audience of one.